Well, it's changed as we've heard more news. At first, it was just shock and worry. Lots of fans didn't understand what was going on because the initial news reports were very sensational and said that Michael had internal bleeding and Michael had died for 5 minutes and had to be revived. And then as the day went on, it became clear that, in fact, what had happened was that he had collapsed whilst dancing through lack of hydration. He became dehydrated. This has happened before as well, so the fans are quite familiar with this.
It's still not a good sign, though, is it? I mean, it's the latest in a string of medical problems for Michael.
That's right. It isn't a good sign, but, I mean, I'm sure that if you look at most 37-year-old men, they may have had a string of medical problems, and not many of them have been under the type of stress that he has over the past 2 years. You've got to remember that Michael keeps himself super fit. He's renowned for this. The reason the dehydration has happened once or twice before is because he simply doesn't drink. He forgets to drink whilst he's dancing. If he's got a big show, I mean, both times that this has happened before, although the circumstances were slightly different, he was preparing for something specific. I remember he used to talk in his book at the tail end of the 80s. He said that he used to dance every Sunday for 6 hours non-stop, and he never used to eat on that day. I mean, you know, things like that prove that you know, although it seemed like he'd learned his lesson, he obviously had just overdone things.
Over the past few years, we've heard rumours that he spends his nights in an oxygen tank and all that kind of stuff. Is there any truth to that?
No, though Michael has denied these rumours. This happened. This story happened because there was a photograph, a genuine photograph, that showed Michael Jackson in this oxygen chamber. But what happened was, in 1983, Michael took part in a Pepsi commercial, and he, during this, his scalp caught on fire due to fireworks that were exploding on the set. And of course, he wears a lot of hair gel, so that just went up in flames. And because he was badly burnt, he set up a Michael Jackson burns centre, and the oxygen chamber is a piece of technology for burns victims. And he got into the oxygen chamber and had a look around, as Michael Jackson would. And of course, this picture goes all around the world, as Michael says, with this lie attached to it. So, I mean, that story just spread and spread and spread.
Is there anything in his lifestyle that we might find a little strange that could have led, perhaps, to him being a little bit more vulnerable?
Well, yes. I would say that the very nature of being a performer of that calibre and of his status automatically puts you at the most tremendous risk. The biggest risk factor for this type of illness, you know, is overwork, stress, you know, and taking things too far. What Michael Jackson forgets is that whilst other people and many of his fans think he's superhuman, you know, in the end, he is only a human being, and no one can survive. No one can moonwalk until they drop, you know, because eventually they do drop. I mean, yes, many parts of his life we would find incredible. The fact that, you know, such a large percentage of his day is spent, you know, dancing, and then off he goes to children's hospitals and visits, you know, he just never, ever sits still for one moment.
Well, you sound pretty calm about the whole thing. You reckon he's going to be all right?
I believe he's going to be all right because the hospital have been very efficient and they've kept the fan club. MJ Needs International, the fan club, we got in touch with the hospital. They've been playing a very useful recorded message as well down the phone. And they say that although he was in a very serious condition when he arrived because he was dangerously dehydrated with a dangerous low blood pressure, he has now been stabilised. It does look, though, as if he's going to have to spend the next 2 days in intensive care, which is likely to mean that he's going to have to cancel and postpone the concert he's been working for.
Yeah, you've been sent tickets for that show. As far as we understand, it's still going ahead, isn't it?
The show will go ahead, but as I speak to you now, I understand that the latest situation is that the doctors have told Michael that he needs to stay in hospital for 2 days. Now, this means that because the show was going to be filmed on a Friday and a Saturday of this week, that he's likely to have to postpone it until later into next week. MJ Needs International got sent tickets by Michael Jackson. I mean, these tickets are like gold dust. Everyone's been trying to get them, and six of our club leaders are supposed to be flying out tomorrow morning to see the show. But it doesn't look as if they're going to be able to, because Michael will be postponing. It looks like he will.